obviously they're not gonna hold the main fire either. So again, it would have been a not an inappropriate tactical use if it had been done. And I can't say that every instance of burnout was completely documented. It probably wasn't because people were involved in things other than writing it down, I believe.
Is there any other questions for Lynn Wilcox, Division of Forest?
One of the questions that wasn't actually...
Do you have any other comments
yes,
you'd like
you.
To make?
Yes, thank you.
Please, go ahead.
There was a question about exercises that have been conducted, and we have done this year a number of exercises with most of the borough fire departments. We did one a couple weeks ago, involved in excess of 20 pieces of apparatus, plus all of the Division of Forestry personnel. We did another one that involved a live fire operation that actually burned down a building that had been volunteered to be burned down. We've done a couple tabletop exercises. We've also got another large-scale exercise planned in a couple of weeks, probably in the Butte area. We discussed it last night at the Fire Chiefs Association. And as well as a long number that I could list of training exercises we've done in the spring. And I'd like to point out this is all, you know, with the same staffing that we've always had. Typically, my seasonal firefighters start in about the second week of April. I had to bring them off of seasonal leave in March of this year in order to start dealing with firefighters then. So we're trying to conduct all these things in light of we're up to over 90 fires, I believe, now in the season. So that translate to a couple of days since the start of the year. So we've carried all these off, and I think they've been very successful. We've found more problems that we're still working on. Communication still occurs on the problems occurring on some of these exercises, but I do believe we're making very good progress towards a lot of these issues of integration and transition and those types of things.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lynn. Senator
Green. This is not for Lynn.
Okay.
Earlier today, Speaker Phillips asked Bob Howell to address the plan, and I forgot to ask him the question. Would you like to address Speaker Phillips' question?
Sure.
If you don't mind.
No, please come forward.
We didn't have it on the record.
Could I maybe get a glass of water? I feel like I'm...
Yes.
Thanks.
It's comfy by
fire.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. I've got places to go, things to do. Madam Chairman, I guess a couple things, and there were some questions there that were out there related to, and what I've heard today related to, the State Emergency Operations Plan. Was it used? Was it effective? If it wasn't, what are we doing about it? Where are we going? What's the state doing? Today marks my second year anniversary with the state of Alaska. Prior to that, I was with the Kenai Peninsula Borough. This is the document when I showed up at the job I now have as the director for the Division of Emergency Services. This is the plan that we are operating under, and that we operated under for the Miller's Reach fire. I think it's a pretty good first cut, but I would look at it more as a menu. And our job now is to take this that really gives a pretty good, what I call administrative overview. It certainly isn't an action plan, mm-hmm. but it gives a pretty good administrative overview of what the responsibilities are for the various state agencies. So it's our job and it's my job to make sure that we put together the cookbook or the ingredients for how this plan, like I say, which is a pretty good first cut and how it's going to work. I guess I would like to just make a few comments related to what we're doing on the plan, and I'll try to keep this brief. Presently, what we're doing is we're working on a checklist for those folks that would get called into the State Emergency Coordination Center, either prior to, during, or in the recovery. One of the things that I felt was important to do, and that was to involve the federal government. Why put together a plan without the involvement of the federal government? So what we've done, and which should be signed off by sometime next month, is a joint federal-state all-hazard emergency plan. We've worked closely with Department of Interior. You have to realize Department of Interior is the agency that is going to be here, they're already here, that will help us out in the event of a catastrophic disaster. I wanted just to mention the administrative order that was signed by the governor in January. That did a couple things, and we've heard a lot about it today. One, that it orders that all state agencies now will use the NIMS, the National Interagency Incident Management System, for both response and recovery operations. Very, very significant. No longer now can agencies go along and develop their own system of how they're going to respond. We all have to come and use that same system. And the other thing is that order says that we are going to put together state interagency incident management teams to be able to go anywhere in the state for any type of a disaster. We already have the teams now for wildland fire. But what happens when we have another major flood, earthquake, tsunami, one of the many different things that we face here in Alaska. To carry that out, you heard from Dave Lieberspach, who is the chief of staff now for the division. He is going to be head of what we call the State Emergency Management Project, and there are representatives from Department of Public Safety, DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Law, and Natural Resources, DEC, and Public Safety that are on that group putting together that project. And there's lots of things that need to be put together to put this system in place. The fire people have a pretty good system, but we need to put the system in place for all types of disasters. Again, another component of what we're doing, and that's the Disaster Policy Cabinet, Disaster Management Cabinet. I won't say anything more about that. I think General Lestenkopf, he's the chair of that. That seems to be working out real well. The other important component that we've been working on at the state level is what we call the State Emergency Coordination Center. That's at Fort Rich at the Armory. So really now what we have is we have policy with that Disaster Policy Cabinet or Management Cabinet. We have coordination at our level. And then at the local level is really where the response is going to take place, and that's operations. So I just want to let you know that also to deal with the local governments, we have developed, it's out on the street, a model community emergency operations plan. And we modeled it, we wanted it to be three things. We wanted it to be able to be user-friendly at 2 o'clock in the morning. We wanted it to be centered around a common system of management, i.e. the ICS. And we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. If there was something out there that's good, why not use it? And so we utilized the model that was developed by the Kenai Peninsula Borough. That is done. It's available for local governments. I think that certainly the governor, my boss, General Lestenkopf, we're very serious about what we do. It's very serious business. I certainly want folks to know that we do take our job seriously and that we're working hard to move ahead, to move us into the 21st century with a modern emergency management system for Alaska. And I guess I would just say in closing that we're going to go pretty soon here from fire season to flood season. And as we sit here right now, we could have an earthquake. We could have a volcano erupt. In Alaska, we certainly face many different risks that we have to be prepared for. The thing that I would like to stress is that we all have a responsibility as individuals and as families to make sure that we're prepared at home. And that's one of the things that I think that I would ask of the legislature and you folks is to help us to get that word out that we certainly know as state agencies, whether it be DNR, public safety, ourselves, that we have to work hard so when the balloon goes up, we're ready to respond to the people of Alaska. But that there's also a responsibility on the part of individuals. I don't know how many people saw the article that was in the Anchorage Daily News a couple days ago, full page, and it was on how to prepare for an earthquake, and it gave all the different things on what to do prior to, during, and after. And so sometimes we just kind of open up, we look at those things and we just let them go, and it's all real important, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's available. So again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here and participate in this hearing today.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I really appreciate your coming forward too and speaking to the committee. Very important. This dialogue takes place Do you have any comments, questions for Kim Coring?
Thank you.
And is there any other member witness that spoke before have any closing comments they would like to make? If not, I just want to thank all of you who attended the meeting today. Your input is very important, and this is, I have to admit, the first time that the state has come forward in this format to respond to questions, and I hope that it is a beginning of a more open communication, because we have to, the state have to be ready, and we all, I believe some comments were made today that we learn by our mistakes, and we look at the goodness of what have come out. And we've heard of plans and actions, recommendations, improvements that have already been implemented, and it is my intention with this committee to continue to check in with all of you that have come forth and make sure that you're willing to fulfill your commitments to the fellow Alaskans if there should ever be a disaster that come forward again. And I know one of the issues that came up too is a budget aspect, and I believe that'll always be a concern, and the legislator is aware of the concerns, but we cannot neglect the safety of all Alaskans just because we have, you know, some financial shortfalls, and we must overcome it and do what is important. So what we have done today is pretty much a way of getting and resolving issues that are important to all Alaskan citizens. And again, I'd like to thank you very much for your time, and it's been well appreciated. And with that, I'll call this meeting. It's adjourned at 5:35. Thank you.
Thank you.
You lowered it.
No, I said 20 to start with.
No, you said 200.